Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum. A very warm welcome. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is your host Zainab, and you're listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we read out your curious questions you have regarding the Islamic upbringing of your kids, and our guest experts help you navigate those problems in light of the Holy Quran, a hadith from Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him and his purified family. They also take insights from the narrations of noble imams. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon them. Today's guest expert is Brother Muhammad Liaqat Abbas. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam, sister.
A very warm welcome.
Thank you so much.
Brother Liaqat Abbas is a scholar in the Hausa, in the seminary school of Qom, and also has a background in psychology. So that makes him a perfect guest for our program. Well, we have been talking about certain queries that mothers have, especially the mothers who have brought up their children in the comfort zones, and now they want to take them out of the comfort zone. So in a series of episodes, you told us that the best way to get out of the comfort zone is at least to take them to the Arbaeen trip. Mm-hmm. So you say that if Arbaeen trip, you can't go physically there, yet I don't think that there are not lessons in this trip. So what else is this Arbaeen walk, the holy walk from the Najaf to Karbala, from Haram to Haram, going to teach in terms of upbringing?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I would say every single step is a lesson.
Yeah.
On this path. This path is so holy in nature. It's so pure in nature. It's so divine in nature. It's so, I would say, mystical in nature that a person, if of course, there's always a lesson for those who want to see, isn't it? There's always a lesson of upbringing as well for those who look forward for points. Every single step on this path, there is a lesson hidden. Okay, yeah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created this alam, the whole universe, the whole existence in such a way that there's always something to learn. Knowledge is everywhere. Knowledge is flowing. Like, we are drenched inside, but we, it's as if like you want to drink water, and so like you are thrown into a pool of pure drinking water, but still the person doesn't want to drink. It's like, okay, I would not drink. Even if the water enters my mouth, I'm not going to gulp it down my throat. Yeah. I still want to stay thirsty.
Yeah.
It's like this. Yeah. Okay. So Arbaeen walk is the walk of upbringing. Mm-hmm. Okay. So the person, like, they are people, and they can be people who might go on this trip, but we learn nothing from Arbaeen.
Mm-hmm.
They would go, they would come back, and for them it's just a ziyara. That's it.
Okay, so this is what makes this only a trip.
But it's only a trip.
We want to make it a pilgrimage.
It's for few, it's just a pilgrimage. Like, they want to go to ziyara. That's it. Nothing more than that.
Mm-hmm.
For few, it's actually the sawab, the reward of Arbaeen walk.
Yeah.
Okay? They say, oh, you know, my sins will be forgiven.
Yeah.
For them, it's only the sins they want to be. They want to make them forgiven. Yeah. That's it. So you see, like, a person has different intentions.
Mm-hmm.
because the person has this thing in the mind that my sins should be forgiven. I want to meet Imam Hussain al-Islam. It's been too long that I have not been to Karbala. For few, it's an adat. It's a habit. Like, you know what? Last year, I'm going from 10
just
years.
To,
this year, I also should
be there.
I can't break this chain.
Yeah.
It's because of the chain.
Because
it's not
of
because
chain.
Of Imam Hussain.
Oh, my God.
Okay? So, you see, like...
So, it's so hard. It's so difficult. The pilgrimage in itself, how to keep that sincerity intact.
Yeah,
it's
definitely.
Very hard. So, yeah, let's take a short break here and we'll discuss more.
Give thanks to Allah for the moon and the stars. Praise Him all day for what is and what was. Take hold of your iman. Don't give in to Shaitan. Oh, you who believe, please give thanks to Allah. Allahu Ghafoor, Allahu Rahim, Allahu Yuhibbul Muhsinin, wa Khaliquna, wa Rasiquna, wa Huwa ala kulli shay'in qadeer.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. Brother Muhammad Liaquat Abbas is here helping us navigate the problems of upbringing. So, you said that you were talking about certain lessons that urban walk teaches us, especially in terms of upbringing our children, upbringing ourselves in this institution of upbringing itself, because you said Arbaeen is upbringing. So, we were talking about sincerity that is lost in the way. And meanwhile, we are getting the insights from you how to keep that sincerity intact. Because when we know what is taking my sincerity away, at the same time, you get to know what keeps the sincerity intact. So, yeah, what are the certain... you were talking
so
about
if I ask you, sister, you've been to Arbaeen, mashallah, like for 5 times now, okay, or the mother who has been to Arbaeen, I would ask, okay, this year, you can't go to Arbaeen. Is that okay? Is that okay? Completely fine? Is it fine or...
A lot of things. There are a lot of things that come, you know. Okay, I won't be among the different duties that you perform. There are different kind of roles you have been performing or different kind of habits, as you said, the chain. Chain.
So if example, the mother, the father, the family, whoever it is, the teen, the youngster, if they say about, you know what, I can't stay from Imam Hussain even a year. Like, Arbaeen is the only time that I go to Karbala.
So
it's very difficult for me not to go. Okay, the goal is Imam Hussain over here. Completely fine. But if they say, somewhere deep inside the heart, every year, now it's been 4 years, I want to break the record for, like, I want to go 5 so that it's going to become a round figure, something like that. Then the hadda for the goal is now the time of
Arbaeen.
It's like, see,
the record
that a person wants to break. Example, you know what, I've been going to Arbaeen for like now 10 years from the time it started, so I can't miss it now. So the hadda has changed. Arbaeen for few, it's because of serving the zuwar, okay, and they really want to do so. Completely fine. For a few, it's like it's an opportunity to show themselves how much they are doing. This is not the sincere reason now, okay? They want to show how much of grand big mokeb they have, how many food items are being served.
Right.
Okay, so this is not what Imam Hussain al-Islam really wants from us, you see? So, Arbaeen, if I would really want to teach, if we want to teach our children, I would say, look, on this path, every single step, you have to ask a question to yourself. Are you on the path of Imam Hussain al-Islam or not? Simple.
Indeed.
If you are on the path of Imam Hussein al-Islam, then ask.
Every single step you got to ask yourself, with this step that I'm taking towards Imam Hussein al-Islam, is Imam Hussein really happy with me
exactly.
right now?
This is the main question.
Right.
There was once a time Imam Hussein al-Islam was passing by a few people
mm-hmm.
and he was on his horse
mm-hmm.
and they called Abu Abdullah. They were like, can you come to us mm-hmm. to have some food? Mm-hmm. They never expected because he's the grandson of Rasulullah.
Yeah, right.
Suddenly he stops his horse. He comes down and
he joins the company.
He sits on the ground. Mm-hmm. There was nothing, it was only
right.
sand and it was earth.
Yeah.
He sits down mm-hmm. and he starts eating with
so
them.
So humble.
Yeah.
So humble. And how do we learn that humbleness? Because in the same road, we just fight for the best places. We just fight for the best mawqifs. We just fight for the best, corner to get to stay.
Want a charging point for our mobile
exactly,
phone.
Charging points. Yeah. Just grab that charging point. And even there are fights. So we'll talk more after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, "Honor your children and teach them good manners."
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. Brother Muhammad Liaquat Abbas is here helping us navigate certain upbringing problems that, the children who live in a comfort zone, how they can endure the hardships of life. We were talking about Arbain, what Arbain teaches, because Arbain is one of the best institutions to get you out of that comfort zone and teach you life practically. So, we were saying that we just fight for the places, we just fight for the charging points in this path.
Not everyone is on the same path, you know?
So before you conclude this topic, I would like to say that just because we were saying, you cross-questioned me even if you don't go, what will mm-hmm. happen? And, it's mm-hmm. kind of a very difficult question to answer. But at the same time, there was something that was coming to my mind. If I have to tell some girl, some because they are teenage girls, they are women, what should be the goal mm-hmm. of this walk? I would mm-hmm. say, yes, if you get this chance to go to the Arbain walk, especially as a woman,
mm-hmm.
Alhamdulillah, it's a great, great opportunity to learn, mm-hmm. to learn.
Yep.
Especially
indeed.
In the path. But there have been certain moments, there have been certain times, maybe I went to Arbain for 4 times in my life. But for all the 4 times, maybe I was unable to reach the shrine itself. But the path had a lot to teach. Because as you reach the shrine, the mm-hmm. crowd gets mixed. Mm-hmm. The crowd gets, it's unable to separate. And in that mm-hmm. time, because we were asking ourselves, do ask mm-hmm. yourself a question, is Imam Hussein happy with this?
Mm-hmm.
And when you, wherever you as a woman see extensive crowd, mm-hmm. just try to stop and not go. It's not the actual mm-hmm. ultimate aim should not be reaching the shrine. But that time you also have to, mm-hmm. Preserve yourself from getting, mixed with a non-mahram.
Definitely, yeah. Well, so the question is about about ziyarah in itself. What is ziyarah? Is it going and just clinging onto the zari of Imam Hussein al-Islam? That is ziyarah?
Yeah.
Or no, ziyarah is actually seeing, according to Ayatollah Behjat, if you just see the shrine of Imam Hussein al-Islam, that's ziyarah. And you know what? Few people actually do this. They walk all the way from Najaf to Karbala, and no sooner they see the holy shrine of Imam Hussein al-Islam, they cry over there and they leave back.
Leave.
Yeah. They leave. They don't even go inside the holy shrine.
Amazing.
And you know what? It's astonishing for a few people, a lot of us as well, mm-hmm. even for me sometimes. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh my God, you have just seen the shrine. Go inside the shrine.
Yeah.
But for whatever reason, the person is not wanting to enter the shrine because of the family, because they are ladies and stuff.
For me, it's not astonishing because my husband is one of those people who does that.
Uh-huh.
And when we ask him, how could you? You just came all the way for this. And he said, just to save an emergency case.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I enter, maybe if I do not enter, there won't be any emergency. There won't be a need of an ambulance for someone.
Mm-hmm. So amazing. Amazing. So it's like, again, it's an intention now.
Yeah, again, intentions.
For few, it's like, no, I have to go and touch
anyway,
that zari.
Cling.
And cling, exactly. No matter how difficult it is.
Yeah.
No matter. Yeah. See, fine. We are not
again.
Judging about any person.
Mm-hmm.
We are not judging on any person's sincerity. Like,
mm-hmm.
we are not saying the person who says,
just
hope
because
it's
we
farewell
have experience
from
of
far.
Going and talking to people, we just come up with the points that may come up in between, so because we just want your ziyara to be sincere and we just want it to be ziyara, not just a trip.
If, yeah, exactly,
yeah.
Inshallah.
Thank you, brother. That was all the time we had for today's episode. Inshallah, we'll be talking more in the upcoming episodes. Thank you, dear listeners. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another episode, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way.